I'm Health Coach Heather, and you are listening to episode 174, A Tribute to Mothers. You are listening to the Healthy Families Rule podcast, hosted by Health Coach Heather, master health coach and wellness educator specializing in family health. This show is about raising a strong, healthy, resilient family with confidence and courage in a confused world. So hang out with me each week to learn practical coaching tips, parenting advice, nutrition suggestions, and stress reducers to apply to your mental and physical well-being. Welcome back to the Healthy Families Rule podcast and happy Mother's Day weekend to all of you. This is a week where I want to do a special tribute to mothers. Most of the people who listen to the Healthy Families Rule podcast are young families, or perhaps not so young families, but they've been a mother mostly in their lifetime, or they've mothered some child in some way, whether they were an aunt or perhaps just a neighbor who was offering love. So I want to just give you a little bit of information today about Mother's Day, and how this is going to go down today is I'd like to celebrate Mother's Day. We're going to discuss the different ways people celebrate Mother's Day around the world. We're going to share maybe some personal stories or experiences about celebrating Mother's Day, talk about honoring mothers, the importance of honoring mothers and the sacrifices they make. We can discuss different ways to honor mothers beyond just buying gifts. And we're going to just acknowledge the challenges also that come with being a mother, juggling a family and work, and dealing with the emotional toll of parenthood. Maybe offer some tips to help mothers cope with these challenges. I also want to highlight some iconic mothers in culture and in history that have shaped our history. Maybe some of the characteristics that are found in them. So we're going to go from there. Let's do it. So let's talk about the history of Mother's Day. So Mother's Day, it actually dates back to ancient times, where motherhood was celebrated in various forms and cultures. However, the modern version of Mother's Day is often credited to Anna Jarvis, a woman from West Virginia, United States. In 1908, Anna Jarvis organized the first Mother's Day observance in honor of her mother, who was a peace activist and cared for wounded soldiers during the American Civil War. She organized a memorial for her mother in the Methodist Church in Grafton, West Virginia, and later campaigned to make Mother's Day a recognized holiday in the United States. And her efforts did pay off, because in 1914, when President Woodrow Wilson signed a proclamation, he designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day, a national holiday to honor mothers and their contributions to society. The holiday quickly gained popularity and spread to other countries around the world. However, as the holiday became more commercialized, Anna Jarvis became disillusioned and felt that the true meaning of Mother's Day was being lost. And she began campaigning against the commercialization of the holiday, and even went to court to try and stop a Mother's Day festival. So despite Anna Jarvis's efforts, Mother's Day remains a popular holiday celebrated around the world, where people show their love and appreciation for their mothers and maternal figures. So let's talk about maybe how Mother's Day is celebrated around the world. Well, in the United States, right here, and many other countries, it's common to give mothers gifts such as flowers, cards, and chocolates. But many families also have a special meal or take their mother out for a day of activities. You've heard of the Mother's Day brunch. In Mexico, Mother's Day is celebrated on May 10th, and it is traditional to serenade mothers with the song Las Mañanitas. In Ethiopia, families gather for a three-day festival called Antrasht, to celebrate motherhood. Children bring ingredients to make a traditional hash recipe, and families dance and sing together. In Thailand, Mother's Day is celebrated on August 12th, which is the birthday of Queen Sirikit, the mother of the current king. It is customary for people to wear pink and give their mothers jasmine flowers, which are a symbol of motherhood. In India, Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday in May, and it is becoming increasingly popular to give gifts and cards to mothers. In France, Mother's Day is called Fête des Mères and is celebrated on the last Sunday in May or the first Sunday in June, and children often make handmade gifts for their mothers, and families enjoy a special meal together. In Argentina, Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday in October, and it is customary to give mothers gifts such as flowers and chocolates. In South Africa, Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday in May, and it is traditional to wear a carnation in honor of mothers. In Japan, Mother's Day is celebrated on the second Sunday in May as well, and it is customary to give mothers red carnations, which represent love and gratitude, so similar to South Africa. In the United Kingdom, Mother's Day is called Mothering Sunday and is celebrated on the fourth Sunday in Lent. Traditionally, people would return to their home church and give their mothers gifts of flowers and cakes. Today, it is similar to Mother's Day in the United States, with families gathering to give gifts and spend time together. Isn't that interesting? All the different Mother's Days around the world, people celebrate and honor their mothers, and I think it's beautiful. But who are some iconic mothers in history? Well, there have been many iconic mothers in history who have made significant contributions to society. And here are a few examples. You've heard of Mother Teresa. Who hasn't? A Catholic nun who founded the Missionaries of Charity, a religious congregation devoted to helping the poor and the sick. Let us not forget Mary, the mother of Jesus, a figure in the Christian religion who is believed to have given birth to Jesus Christ. Indira Gandhi, the first female prime minister of India, who served from 1966 until 1977, and then again from 1980 until her assassination in 1984. Sojourner Truth, an African-American abolitionist and women's rights activist who escaped slavery in the early 19th century and went on to become a prominent speaker on the issues of the day. Harriet Tubman, an African-American abolitionist and political activist who escaped from slavery and then helped others to do the same through the Underground Railroad. Queen Victoria, the longest reigning monarch in British history, who was also a devoted mother to her 9 children. Princess Diana, a member of the British royal family and a humanitarian who worked to raise awareness of issues such as HIV/AIDS, landmines, and homelessness. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a U.S. Supreme Court justice, who was also a trailblazing feminist and advocate for women's rights. Malala Yousafzai, how do you say this last name? Yousafzai, a Pakistani activist for female education and the Young Nobel Prize laureate. There's some words there I cannot pronounce. So there are just a few of just some strong female influence within our history that has shaped the way for women to come forth and shine a light. What are ways that we honor mothers just beyond buying gifts, though? What can we do for our mothers instead of buying gifts or such as spending quality time or writing a heartfelt letter? What are things beyond those things? And I want to just give you some ideas here in case you're looking to do something a little bit different for Mother this Mother's Day. There are many ways you can honor mothers beyond buying gifts, and here are some ideas. Of course, your mother wants you to spend quality time with her. Take your mother out for a nice meal or go for a walk or do something else that you both enjoy together. Write a heartfelt letter or card. Tell your mother how much she means to you, how much you appreciate her, and how she has influenced your life. Give her the gift of relaxation. Treat your mother to a day at the spa, a massage, or a manicure, pedicure. Cook a special meal. Prepare a delicious meal for your mother, or even better, cook together and enjoy the process. Create a memory book or scrapbook. Collect photos and mementos and create a book or scrapbook that celebrates your relationship with your mother. Give the gift of time. Offer to help your mother with a task or project that she has been putting off, or spend some time doing something she enjoys. Plan a special outing. Take your mother on a trip to a place she has always wanted to visit. Or plan a special activity such as a concert or show. Make a donation in her name. You can make a donation to a charity or cause that your mother cares about in her name. But remember, the most important thing is to show your mother that you care and appreciate her. Now, my mother, growing up, was always a strong person. She was a hard worker, and I'll never forget watching my mother as I grew up, how busy she was working. She worked a full-time job outside of the home. And when she'd come home, she was always thinking of others, making people cookies, making somebody dinner. She was always talking to somebody in the neighborhood outside in the front yard. I always recall her being so friendly with people, very friendly. My mother also had the gift of music. She loved to play the piano and sing and teach us girls how to harmonize together and sing. You could always hear her playing beautiful music early on a Sunday morning, and it would just wake up the whole house. We didn't always love that at the time. And she always served cucumbers. She loved cucumbers on everything. And I remember hating cucumbers, but she just kept serving cucumbers. I love cucumbers now as an adult, but I do remember that. Mother was always caring and loving and kind. And she learned a lot being a mother about patience, about forgiveness, about unconditional love, as we all do, and growing into that role. I love my mother. I think about her every day, and I call her almost every single day of the week still, just to say hello and check in and see how she's doing. If you don't have a mother on this Mother's Day, I want to let you know that you're thought of and you're cared for. And your mother, wherever she is, in heaven or somewhere else on this earth, I know she's thinking about you today on Mother's Day, or Mother's Day weekend, rather. As you're thinking of her, what a special gift to think of each other, to ponder on some memories, find the good ones, weed out the bad ones, focus your attention on the good, and it will help you spark the emotion of good within you. And now, if you're a mother yourself and you're struggling with motherhood, maybe you don't love it as much as you thought you would, I want to let you know that I've been there too, many a time. And as I've grown into the role of motherhood and learned how to change my thoughts about my children, about my life, and take it from a victim mentality to a strong, independent, owning my life mentality, it changed everything for me. Of course, our lives aren't always what we thought they would look like. Some of you maybe have tried to have kids and you couldn't. You're in the process of in vitro or whatever you have to do to bring a child into the world. Adoption. What a beautiful thing, though, to have the desire to be a mother. And then when you get there and you learn, wow, this is really hard, to step back and ask yourself, what am I learning from this experience right now? How can this help me become my best self? How can I turn this into a personal growth and development moment for me? Lots of prayers, lots of faith, lots of time pleading with God to give you patience and more love than you ever thought possible. And when you can truly start to feel it in your heart, you start to see it in each of your children. And it's a beautiful thing. So one thing that I do for myself to really enjoy motherhood more is I take care of myself first. I make sure I'm well rested. I don't have little babies around anymore, so it's easier for me to say that and do it than a person who does. But making sure you're well rested will help you enjoy those kiddos even more. Making sure you've taken care of yourself, you're well fed, well hydrated, getting out and getting your vitamin D, exercising every day. I just know with our mental health and all of the scary things going on in the world and all of the things that we think about that cause us stress and worry and anxiety, the more we take care of ourselves, the better mothers we can become, because it will give us a sense of balance in our brain. We'll be able to see the world through a different set of lenses as we're taking care of ourselves and nurturing even our spiritual side a little bit more. We'll love it even more. When you simplify your life, maybe you look into minimalism a little bit more, you'll enjoy your home life even more. So be sure to take care of yourself this Mother's Day. Drop the expectations that people should be buying you lavish gifts or expensive things or taking you out, and love yourself more. Take care of yourself. What do you need? Do it for you. Don't expect others to do it for you. Let anything they give you just be a cherry on top. And as I've turned my thoughts to, my family really doesn't need to do anything extra special for me. But if there's something extra special I want, I'll voice that. I'll make it known so they don't have to try to guess or surprise me with something I don't want. You can do that, you know. You can set your expectation for what you want and make it known, and you can even go buy it for yourself and be there for yourself. Show yourself that you love yourself enough to take care of yourself. Because when you're taken care of, it's so much nicer and easier to take care of others in a loving and kind way. So that's my message today with Mother's Day coming up. Ponder on your blessings and what a blessing it is to be a mother if you are a mother. And if you're not a mother, how can you step into that role and help another mother out who could use your help? How can you ponder on your own mother and all the good things that she has given to you? Show appreciation for her. How about your grandmother? How about any other figures in your life who've played a mothering role for you? I know there are many in mine. How can you reach out with gratitude and love for them? Let us not make this day a selfish day about ourselves, but actually a day where we can give service and love and gratitude to others for how they've mothered us, how they treated us on our journey here in mortality. Have a beautiful rest of your weekend, my friends, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, do me a favor. Go rate and review the show over on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review. Those reviews help other people find the podcast quickly so that they can get the help they need. And if you're looking for a life coach for your teenager, your child who's struggling in any way with perhaps some anxiety, stress, or panic attacks, have them come over and get coached by me. I coach children monthly. We do one session a week for 30 minutes, and I really help your child develop a strong mindset and be able to self-regulate their emotions and calm their brain down when they start to feel the panic or anxiety coming on. I'd love to be your child's life coach and health coach. Go on over to healthcoachheather.com to find out more about my monthly program for children called Nurturing Potential.